The Beer Summit. The Arrest. Lucia Whalen, 40, works for Harvard Magazine in Cambridge, Massachusetts. On July 16, 2009, she calls the police on 911 and says that she has seen two men with backpacks on the porch of a smart two-story house in Ware Street, and one of them is wedging his shoulder into the door as if he is trying to force entry. She is not sure whether the men live there or not. She says one of the men may be Hispanic. Sergeant James Crowley, 42, a white police officer, responds to the call. When he arrives, he finds a black man inside the house. The man claims he lives there and that the front door is jammed. He refuses to come outside and identify himself. "Why?" he asks Sergeant Crowley. "Because I'm a black man in America?" Sergeant Crowley enters the house and demands proof of identification. The black man is very angry. He says he is Professor Henry Gates, and he hands the officer a Harvard University photo ID card and a driver's license to prove it. He shouts at Sergeant Crowley, calls him a rogue policeman, and accuses him of racial discrimination. He asks for his name and badge number, but instead, Sergeant Crowley arrests the man for disorderly conduct. He is handcuffed, taken to the local police station, fingerprinted, and photographed. He is released later that day on $40 bail, and the court appearance is set for August 26th. Henry Gates. Professor Henry Gates is in fact who he said he was. He is the most famous black professor in America. He has taught at Harvard University since 1991. In 1997, Time magazine named him one of the 25 most influential Americans. In 2006 and 2008, he hosted two major TV series on PBS, African American Lives, in which he traced the family origins of, among others, Oprah Winfrey, Morgan Freeman, and Tina Turner. Some of Gates's African American colleagues say his arrest is part of a pattern of racial discrimination in Cambridge. One of them, Alan Counter, has had a similar experience with Harvard police officers and says, "We do not believe that this arrest would have happened if Professor Gates was white." The aftermath. The County District Attorney's Office agrees to drop the case and calls the arrest regrettable and unfortunate. But through the Washington Post, Gates asks for a direct apology from Sergeant Crowley. "He should look into his soul and he should apologize to me. If so, I will be prepared to forgive him. There are 1 million black men in jail in this country, and last Thursday I was one of them." Sergeant Crowley, on the other hand, teaches a course on racial profiling to police academy students. He tells Boston radio station WBZAM, "I acted appropriately. I've done nothing wrong." At a press conference, President Obama takes sides. He says that the Cambridge Police Department acted stupidly. But the police department rejects the criticism and says the officer was only doing his duty. Sergeant Crowley adds that, while he supports the president, Obama is way off base, wading into a local issue without knowing all the facts. President Obama then acknowledges that his language was inappropriate. Moreover, in a national survey of 1,506 adults conducted by the Pew Research Center, no fewer than 41% agreed with Obama's handling of the Gates arrest, compared with 29% who disagreed. Among whites in general, more disapprove than approve of Obama's comments by a 2-to-1 margin. The Beer Summit. To try to bring the matter to an end, Obama invites Professor Gates, Sergeant Crowley, and Vice President Joe Biden to the White House Rose Garden on July 30th for a beer and a chat that lasts 40 minutes. The press calls this meeting the Beer Summit. After the meeting, Obama says, "I have always believed that what brings us together is stronger than what pulls us apart. I am confident that has happened here tonight, and I am hopeful that all of us are able to draw this positive lesson from this episode. This is not a university seminar. It's an opportunity to have some personal interaction when an issue has become so hyped and so symbolic that you lose sight of just the fact that these are people involved, including myself, all of whom are imperfect."